News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Now, all this week on News Talk Breakfast, we have been highlighting the case of James Nolan and Orla Fallon, two pupils at Clonturk Community College in Whitehall in North Dublin, who are being denied the option of sitting the Leaving Cert applied curriculum in 2021. We spoke to Orla's dad, Gerry, on the programme on Monday. We are joined now by the Minister of State for the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, Minister Anne Rabbitt. Minister, thank you indeed for joining us. You met with the families yesterday. How did that meeting go and what were you able to tell the families?
Yes, Shane, I met with the families yesterday, the parents of James and Orla, but also at the meeting, it's important to say, I'm representatives from the Parents Association of Clonturk who are in attendance. There was also a parent whose child was encouraged to go down the path that's been offered to James and Orla this year, who hadn't a good experience, to share her experience for her son Alex. And there is also the future as well of another parent who has a child who would like to have an LCA, who is not at that level yet or in that, those years. So at the meeting, we heard their experiences, their desires and wishes, and also the pathway to where they found themselves to be. And it's important to set it in context. What I wasn't aware of, this is a new school. So the first cohort of fifth years, who are now fifth years, would only have had 48 entrants. So you would never, ever make the desired requirement, which would be set out of having a full class of what they would say 19-1. That would never have been a possible, Shane, whatsoever. And it wouldn't be possible either in this year when you look at the cohort of class sizes. So in order for you ever to have an LCA, you grow the numbers, you build the momentum over time, particularly in a new school. So that was the most important piece that was for me yesterday. I will be writing to both patron bodies today, and that is the patron bodies of Educate Together and of the ETB, and querying about how do you encourage and develop LCA programmes when you're developing within a new school. Because those parents enrol those children, James and Orla, with a clear understanding, which was backed up by the Parents Association yesterday, that LCA would be provided. Never in their 4 years were they told it would not.
No. And look, this is an equality issue. Look, given the difficulties you mentioned, how confident are you that some kind of resolution can be reached that will allow these two students to sit the Leaving Cert applied curriculum in the school that they went to and that they chose to go to?
So I think that there's a few options here. First and foremost, I would encourage the patron body and the parents and the board of management to come back around the table with the parents, because one of the things yesterday that came very clearly out of it, both parents have a desire to get around the table to find a solution. I think teachers have always been imaginative in all school, all teachers and principals I've dealt with have always been imaginative in how to use the hours for the best support of their children. And we do know that there is special education teaching hour supplement there. We would be asking them to reimagine and support the LCA and to see what resources then could be put in place to deliver an LCA program, to start the growth of it, but also Shane, as well as to give children the opportunity of it. It is about equality and an integration.
Does this need to happen, Minister? I suppose is the question people.
It does need to happen. Absolutely, of course, it needs to happen. And particularly with new and developing schools, we need to have that ethos built within it. And that's what those parents thought that they had day one. That was the ethos of integration. And the lady from the Parents Association that spoke yesterday, she says her child wouldn't be one that would need it, but she would like her son to attend the school where that would be the willing preference to have an inclusive body.
Just very quickly, have you spoken to the school yet yourself, or are you planning to do that?
I will be writing to the patron bodies first. I would like the school management board to actually reach out to the parents themselves. And Paul Cronin and I have spoken to him from the ETB, and he's been very, very helpful. And I've also spoken to Keith Connolly.
Okay, just very briefly, you're optimistic we can get a resolution on this. That
we
will
need to get a resolution.
We need
to get a satisfactory resolution for these young people and for all other young people attending the school.
Okay, well, look, that is good news. Thank you indeed for joining us there. The Minister of State with responsibility for disabilities, Anne Rabbitt. We have attempted to contact the school for comment, but have yet to receive a statement from them. But we will be following this story until there is a positive resolution here on News Talk Breakfast.